at the seven-story outpost in Tokyo's hip Shibuya neighborhood, that flexibility is plain to see. During a recent visit, a shelf facing the beauty section, heaving with cooling wipes, sunscreen, and multicolored deodorants. Until that morning, manager Yohi Hasibi says this space had been devoted to moisturizers. Anticipating warmer weather, staff decided to make a swap. They were also chasing a vendor to send more stock of a gadget that waxes nose hairs. A surprise hit they can barely keep on the shelves. Downstairs, the food area drew in teenagers with tapioca milk tea, a trendy beverage in the capital. Hasibi says he might soon add a section for spicy snacks designed to appeal to Chinese tourists. Unusual in risk-averse Japan, experimentation isn't avoided, but rather encouraged. We're just always in a trial-and-error mode, he says. That ability to change tack is largely a function of Don Quixote's sourcing strategy. Almost half of its products are leftover goods that manufacturers couldn't otherwise sell. Most Japanese retailers ship unsold items back to producers with minimal payment, so manufacturers will eagerly resell them for next to nothing, which is where Don Quixote steps in. Analysts estimate that half the company's gross profit comes from selling such leftover items acquired on the cheap. Don Quixote has successfully taken the pulse of Japanese consumers for four decades, but as it expands, it also must grapple with its newfound size. Last fall, Pan Pacific made its largest acquisition, a 28.2 billion yen deal to take full control of Uni, a 182-store chain that it's now working to convert to Don Quixote-style discount emporiums. Analysts say that effort, which will involve indoctrinating Uni's senior management and store staff into Donki's decentralized retail philosophy, will be the company's biggest short-term challenge.